You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One.
Another Democrat is getting an early start on the 24th District Congressional election here in Syracuse. Francis Knoll announced his candidacy for Congress Monday, joining Roger Misso in the Democratic field for the election that's still a year and a half away. Knoll believes he can challenge Congressmember John Katko in 2020 with his plan to invest in the middle class.
I look at more as a difference on our vision for going forward in the district. And again, I have a pro-growth vision that focuses on rebuilding the middle class and doing so by investing in key areas that I think have been underserved.
Among those areas are health care, environmental issues, and investments in education, job training, and infrastructure.
I think that at the heart of those issues is trying to invest in the middle class and the things that the middle class need most. A lot of those areas that I'm talking about investing in have an impact on the middle class and the economic development and the economic activity in central New York.
Knoll would like to build on Mayor Walsh's Syracuse Surge initiative as part of his mission to increase opportunities for the middle class.
My focus is going to be on central New York, but I do believe that the policies that are coming out of Washington, in addition to the chaos and the rhetoric, really do not serve our state, do not serve our region, and do not serve central New York.
The Syracuse native is a commander in the Navy Reserves and has served two tours overseas in the Middle East and Iraq. Knoll says his military history and work in the Pentagon prepare him to make a difference.
I've spent some time outside of uniform serving in our intelligence community, and much of what we do in the intelligence community is we analyze some of our country's most challenging problems. And I think that, you know, my ability to engage problems and to find solutions prepares me.
Knoll says he wanted to announce early in order to engage and meet with people in central New York. He'll also be spending the time raising money and name recognition for a possible Democratic primary election next year. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.